Today, I'd like to talk about the characteristics of our company as they relate to the formulation of the business strategy for the entry of our lactic acid drink product, LAC, into the Indonesian market. First, let me talk about the internal strengths and weaknesses for the company. One strong point for the company is in the increasing strength of the product itself. Please take a look at this chart. This provides a comparison of the most popular fermented milk drink product in Indonesia, Yogus, with LAC. In terms of the product price, there is almost no difference between Yogus and LAC. However, one bottle of LAC contains 20 billion lactic acid bacilli, or twice that of Yogus. This means that we can expect higher immunity from LAC. In terms of volume, the LAC container is 95 milliliters, while Yogus is 65 milliliters, meaning LAC is approximately 1.5 times larger than Yogus. On the other hand, our weakness is in the relative lack of brand awareness in the local market. Yogus has been widely accepted in the market for more than 30 years. LAC, however, is virtually unknown there. Also, Yogus is even sold at small, privately owned stores. Sales of LAC are limited to one major retailer. Next, I'd like to talk about the external environment, that is, business opportunities and threats. One business opportunity comes from the improvement in the economic condition and the preference for healthy products that come with this. Japanese products are also highly trusted in the local market. In addition, ownership of refrigerators is spreading among average families. We believe this factor will boost demand for beverages as well. Please take a look at this graph. This shows changes in the rate of diffusion of refrigerators in the Asian countries and in the sales of fermented milk drinks. Generally speaking, a growth in 10% in the use of refrigerators means an increase in fermented milk drink consumption by 20%. On the other hand, there are also several threats. Other Japanese manufacturers have been entering the market in recent years, and competition is becoming much more severe. In addition, while raw material prices have been stable for a while, there is concern about a price increase. Taking into consideration these factors, entry into the Indonesian market does require an examination into the strategies to be used.